God.
What is
What's
that?
Happened?
What is it?
It's so dark out here. George, is that you?
No, that's not me. I'm over here.
What am I feeling then? It's furry and has a big penis.
It's Junior.
Hi, Gordon. How are you?
Okay, all right. So it's 9:05 here in an undetermined location. We are in the same time zone.
Are we?
As Dallas-Fort Worth.
Are you sure about that?
That's as much as we're going to say right now.
Okay.
So we made it out here. I'm Gordon Keith, along with George Dunham, Craig Miller, Rich Phillips, and our engineer, Tony. And there is not another living soul within 200 miles of here.
Except the coyotes.
Except the coyotes, the bears, and the Sasquatchy.
Rhinoceros!
No. There is a very good chance of a chupacabra attack tonight.
Oh, that would be great.
Great. Why would that be great?
Just liven things up a little bit. Make you feel alive.
They're known as the goat sucker, so maybe I'll write goat right above my pubic area. All right, the boys,
yeah.
I'm glad you guys are gathered around the campfire here.
The Woodford Reserve campout.
Yes.
Underway, and don't think the Woodford Reserve hasn't been busted into.
Rich is right. Three sheets
he
to the
is.
Wind.
Nah, not
between
yet.
The borough and the Woodford Reserve.
Give me another hour or two.
Hat.
What's wrong with this hat?
He's NASCAR'd out.
I'm NASCAR'd out. I got my Coca-Cola 600 t-shirt
bootleg.
From a couple years ago.
Stretched over your ample belly.
That's right.
Well, you can't even read that it's Coca-Cola. The letters are so distorted.
I've got my Kurt Busch number 2 camouflage ball cap on.
With a light on the front.
With my clip-on LED lights.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Isn't it?
Those are brighter than my LEDs.
That
it's
are
built
three.
Into my hat.
It's got three of them.
Yeah,
and I can replace
two.
The battery and keep going.
Well, boys, let me just be the first to say, welcome to my world.
This is not your world.
This
is dressed in camo.
I must say,
my campsite, my rules.
Gordon had the funniest arrival. And I think if you go to theticket.com, you can see pictures of all the guys when they got here. And Gordon shows up head to toe, hat and everything, camoed out.
With a safari hat.
You laugh.
So unnecessary.
You laugh.
So funny.
But when the S hits the fan, I'm going to be ready.
What kind of S?
You know.
What, bad radio shows up? You'll
no.
be in camo. Great.
End of days.
Whoa.
I'm talking serious stuff. I'm talking serpents rising out of the ground.
You're weird.
You guys are going to count on my survival skills. Look at you, George. You're in tennis shoes. You
so
see what I'm wearing?
I am.
GD snake boots. Look at these things. Over the calf snake boots.
I also brought flip-flops.
No, I brought those.
I brought some work boots.
You guys will be the first
some
ones
Justin
picked off.
Boots.
You'll be the first
picked
one picked
off.
Yes. The weak do not survive out here.
I got my baseball
Whatever.
Spikes. Will those be good for hiking in tomorrow?
Did you bring those?
They're just sitting in my truck.
No. That's not bad.
I brought my glove and some baseballs.
That's not bad. You guys go ahead.
You got my baseball?
You dilly-dally around with
baseball.
I'm going to be gathering firewood. I'm going to be finding a fresh water source.
Hey, where is that fire tonight?
It's in that green cooler right behind
I'm
you.
Be,
that's a fresh water source.
I'm going to be orienting myself all day tomorrow. You guys have no idea where you are.
Yeah?
You're going to be use the compass on your iPhone, right? That's how you orient yourself?
That's a compass. It's a digital compass.
Hey, should we fear the fire ant?
Is it fire ant season yet?
Mm-hmm.
We got them going?
Yeah,
I'd say yes, then. Definitely the mosquito.
Yeah, well, I looked around where I put my tent up, and I didn't see any anthills, but you guys all put a tarp down?
Yeah.
Did you not?
No, I need to, right?
Oh.
Yeah, you may want to reach in.
Because the tent's got a bottom layer already.
Yeah.
But you're saying I need an extra layer.
Never hurts. Never hurts.
Just for the ants, basically?
Yeah, and also if it rains, it gives you another layer to avoid moisture.
Right. What's the latest forecast?
As a matter of fact, I just looked a little while ago, and we're down to 10% chance of rain tomorrow and Friday.
Okay.
Much better than 60 that we had a couple of days ago.
Man, this wind is picking up, and I didn't stake my tent down.
It's like 5-mile-an-hour wind down here.
My tent's kind of half-assed.
Yeah, mine is too.
It's a little catawampus.
Really?
Mine looks good.
Mine looks great right over there in the woods.
Mine's good and sturdy, but I didn't, you know, when I put the rain cape on or whatever that is.
It's called the rain cape?
What is it?
Something like
rain,
that.
The rain fly.
The rain fly. Yeah. I did a real half-assed job of that.
Cape. It looks like a cape.
It's just kind of draped over the tent right now.
It's going to be good when the wind picks up tomorrow, because it's going to be windy tomorrow.
Did you stake it down? The cape?
Not yet. I figured I would do it tomorrow. The tent is, but not the rain cape.
That's going to drive you crazy all night, blowing in the wind.
Really?
Yeah.
One time I didn't stake down the whole rain fly, and like during the night, it went from 60 down to 30 overnight with huge winds. And
when's the story going to be over?
In about 5 minutes. Oh. The tent was like blowing down on top of us because it was catching that rain fly as a sail. So I'm outside in my flip-flops and my sweats in 30-degree weather, staking that thing down.
Do you leave your fly open?
Generally, I try not to. I try to keep it
closed. It keeps the skeeters out.
It does.
I am so much my dad's son because as I was messing with that tent for about a half an hour or so, starting to get a little frustrated. There's no way my dad would have had the patience to do that. And we never did. I never camped as a kid.
You know where my dad is this very minute?
Camping?
Camping in Big Bend.
Really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
At age almost 78, he still goes out.
By himself?
He's with a buddy.
That's cool.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
We had a pop-up camper as a kid when we lived in Colorado.
I'm kind of fascinated by those. I used to think they were spare, and now
I am seriously considering them. It was awesome as a kid in Colorado because you didn't need air conditioning.
About when
you're
wrapping this one up.
In about 10 minutes.
Okay, Rich may be the first one to charge. Don't mess with him. He's had liquor.
Yeah.
And by the way,
he's got a light.
I cooked dinner for you.
Yeah,
Come on.
Ripping on him.
Because you're the camp bitch.
But anyway.
Thanks for dinner, Rich.
You're welcome. I'm seriously
the apron he's wearing.
Looking into it's got, the fake breasts on it and everything. You know?
Why are we getting an echo?
I don't know.
It's kind of weird. Mm. But I'm seriously looking into the pop-up because they come with air conditioning now. And that way you can camp all summer.
Right.
And go someplace, like Turner Falls or New Braunfels where you can go in the river all day and be cool. And
the pop-up is the flat trailer you pull behind the truck.
It's a little short
up.
Trailer, yeah, and you pop it up, and the sides are canvas.
Yeah.
It's soft-sided.
David Robinson.
Who's the echo?
Stop
gone?
It. I don't think the P1's hearing the echo, you.
I think it's gone.
It sounds like it's gone. Just but, slow. Yeah, I've been seriously looking at the pop-up camper because my wife has gotten into camping.
Too heavy duty.
You too heavy duty.
Way too heavy duty. There's no snakes out here.
How the hell? Think a King Cobra can bark through these boots.
How high are those, man? Do they go all the way to your knees?
Yeah, they're over the calf.
Boots.
It ain't women's boots.
What the hell for?
I got these are actually very rare snake boots. They're actually Kiss endorsed, and they got the dragon teeth on the front of them.
They're like go-go boots there.
No, they're not.
Whoa.
Excuse me? I'm sorry?
Now we're having fun.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to make love to one of you tonight.
Gross.
I am.
He'll try.
Killer's going to be back soon.
I will.
Die trying.
Oh, not at all.
You don't know what all I'm packing.
You don't know what all I'm packing. I brought quite the arsenal out here.
They have you on firepower.
I don't know about that. I know I can take you on hand-to-hand because I'm Mossad trained.
That would take about 2 seconds.
Oh, please.
Just because you're wearing fatigues does not help you in
hand-to-hand
combat.
I was trained by Israeli special forces. I mean, just tell me when you want me to stop. I know all manner of grappling techniques. I'm well-versed in all martial arts, taekwondo, karate.
What did you bring besides fatigues?
A hat.
That's all you brought? You're going to smell so bad by Friday?
No, I brought many different outfits. This is going to be like a fashion show for me here this
weekend.
A couple
dresses?
Yeah. A couple dresses, you got to have a cocktail dress.
It's time for the summer dress.
I brought some After 5 wear.
What was that?
Who was that?
What's going on?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That could have been me, but there wasn't a mic down there.
Is that out in the woods?
There's something moving out there.
Don't you guys feel like we're being watched right now?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
No?
Because it's dark all around us. Our perimeter is completely pitch black.
I think we're talking too loud.
You think so?
Lee, too loudly. Yeah. I saw some movement over there in that brush down there.
Did you?
Yeah, what I think he's taking a shot at him. Don't take a shot. I think what he did, he come across that game trail down there, and then he ran off into that draw.
This is Gordo's favorite character, Hunting Show Guy.
I love Hunting Show Guy.
He's down there. Oh, he's down there in that slough. I think I can get him. He said, I tell you what he's doing. He's heading for that cover down there by that bog.
Those guys will go on like that for 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
It's horrible television.
Then you hear the crack of that rifle shot, and then it...
I
Yeah, why are they still whispering after that huge explosion?
I think he's right down there. He ran out, he took off about 30 yards that way, and then I think he fell.
Yeah, you can see it on camera. The deer dropped, and yeah, you got him.
He's got blood gushing out of his neck, you know.
I think it's a good shot. That's a good shot. High five.
Yeah, I think we're being watched. There's no doubt about it.
By whom?
Well, I think it might be by aliens.
Night.
Because, you know,
things
this is where most
of... bump in the night, Rich.
You guys are talking way too loudly. Mm.
Most of the alien sightings happen out remote places like this.
Richmond Carey's just drinking.
We're so...
You didn't care about aliens.
We're so far away from the Metroplex. The sky is completely clear.
I'm just supporting the sponsor out here, George.
No light.
That's good. Woodford
whatsoever.
Reserve is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Smooth bourbon from Kentucky.
You can almost see God.
Sorry.
Who was that?
Sorry.
That was Rich.
I apologize.
And he's ass toward the fire, too.
He's trying to see how big a flame we can blow there.
Okay, so tomorrow, Bad Radio will do their show. So will Norm and the Hardline. Who gets there first? Norm, I bet, will be here at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, Norm's a good sport.
Well,
he's got to prepare.
Yes, he has to show up. If he's on remote, it doesn't matter if we're at the Super Bowl or whatever, he will come.
Now, what's he going to do, though?
7:30 or so.
Because the memo specifically said no interns, no interlopers. How is he going to get anybody to work for him out here?
He'll set up at one of these tables, and he'll start munching on all that stuff.
He'll graze his... He's got to break open that can of green beans and get a spoon and just start eating them.
He'll blow through all the food before his shift begins.
Leave out that brat, and I guarantee you he'll eat it.
Oh, cocaine. There's no question.
They bugged the hell out of us all morning.
Guys, can you eat this prop?
And then Bob and Dan, they'll show up at 11:55, right? That's when they'll arrive?
Probably.
Did you guys hear Dan today?
What's his problem?
No.
What a wuss. He's complaining that he hadn't been able to sleep for 7 days because he's been stressing because he's going to have to sleep outside.
That's ridiculous.
Come on.
Well, he has a hard time. He can't share a hotel room with someone, so I imagine this
well,
is
well, he has his own tent, and he can go... wherever he wants in these woods of his choosing.
But you got to understand, I would love to know the number of people who have never camped outside.
It's pretty high.
I bet it is, too.
Real high.
This is a freaky thing for a lot of
people.
That's
a shame, by the way. I love it. Well, I mean, you can see. Look at all the crap I have, okay?
Right.
Let's
describe our scene here. Let's paint a picture. First of all, it's pitch black out here. And we all arrived within 30 minutes of each other. You guys got about 30 minutes before I did. And you were already in the initial stages of setting up your tent, and we were fighting sundown, too.
Yep.
Yeah,
that sun was dropping. We were cutting it really close, especially you guys were setting up unfamiliar tents. I brought my own.
So you knew what you were doing.
That's why you
kind of only set it up one time before.
That's why you guys should have shown up at 3 p.m. like I did.
I know it.
Plenty
of
light set up my tent for me.
No.
Yeah, I sent a Sherpa out here, but there was a language barrier, and I think he got lost.
I think he set it up. I took it down.
He would have kicked it down had we said someone said it.
And how sorry is that?
I would have taken it down, folded it up, and put it back in the bag.
Sweet little Sherpa does all that work, and you just kick dirt on it.
That's right.
That's horrible.
So we were fighting sundown, getting it set up. Junior's gone with the unorthodox way of he didn't tarp the ground before he put down his tent.
Right. A little more primitive, but I wanted to kind of be a little more in touch with the land.
That's what he said. He wanted to rough it
on your 3-foot-thick air mattress.
He's going to regret that.
I am roughing it, though, with no tarp. It's a little dangerous.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
But I like to live dangerously, so.
And I got tired head after I set up my tent, didn't inflate my mattress, haven't staked my tent down, haven't put the rain fly on.
I think I just saw it rolling down the road over there.
Well, I tethered it to a cedar tree out here, so it's probably flying like a kite. And I didn't know, Rich, you didn't say that we could have gone further away.
I said it on the air this morning to you.
I wanted to be able to see headquarters.
I'm right over here in the forest off by myself.
I wanted to see headquarters in case it started going down.
But here's the deal, Giorgio. We're within earshot of when these other shows are going to be doing their show, and they got their PA cranked up.
That's why I went over there. Plus,
it's
good and dark, so hopefully I can get the afternoon nap worked in tomorrow. I'm all set.
I can still sleep through it.
I'm set up in that little clearing down there.
The biggest thing for you guys is...
There's a seasonal creek that runs right through there.
Hopefully I'm far enough...
like a good place to be set up.
Hopefully I'm far enough away y'all won't hear me snoring like a bear.
Oh, God, you snore?
No, I don't think we will. You are way out there. Of course, something really bad could happen to you in the middle of the night. We wouldn't hear it either.
Well, maybe I'll just have Chupacabra. To fend it off with my hands.
Justin, I hope we go over to your campsite and your tent is shredded in the morning.
It's like the biggest bear in the world has just torn
like
through
the Tasmanian devil ripped through
it. Clutching the trunk of a tree about 10 feet up.
We'll see a bear running off in the woods wearing a NASCAR shirt.
I'm like George. I wanted to be within eyesight of the main base.
Mm-hmm.
Just something a little more comforting about that, mm-hmm. as opposed to being off in the woods where no one can see you.
Because you guys don't know how to survive off the land.
I did bring a transistor radio.
Did you really?
I thought I'd like maybe listen to the Nuggets game tonight and stuff.
That'd be cool.
Kinda cool.
I brought Wonder Radio.
Were you about what?
I brought Wonder Radio.
On your iPhone?
Oh. Yeah. Listen to everybody tonight.
I'm getting hungry again.
We just ate.
I'm going to have to kill another rabbit.
Hey, Rich saw a rabbit.
I saw about five of them on the way in here.
Really?
Yeah. And we are in bobcat country.
You bet.
That's true. Now, the bobcat is a possibility.
Yep.
That's why we need to get rid of those brats.
Get on it.
No, not eat them. I mean, get them out of here so the bobcat...
Go ahead.
No. Bury them. We
just
need to bury them.
Leave me one. I'm going to take it into my tent tonight.
And?
I'm going to punt one over by Gordo's tent.
As soon as you fall asleep, I am absolutely seeding the perimeter of your tent with foodstuffs.
Doritos?
Yes. I'm going to put a like Reese's Pieces trail of Doritos straight to your door.
Perfect.
And put up a sign, Bears Welcome.
I could whoop a bobcat.
No, you couldn't.
Mountain lion, no way.
No, I don't know that you go up a bobcat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they ain't that big.
That's just a big kitty cat.
They tear you to pieces.
Really?
You don't understand what a domestic cat can do to you.
If and they have, cat, they have the huge front paws. They'd tear you up.
Bobcat? Man,
yeah.
They're about this big.
They got big front paws and big teeth.
Bring it on.
All
put
right.
That trail of Doritos outside my tent.
Fight
I'll take
night.
On a bobcat.
Fight night.
I'll take on a bobcat.
I'm gonna dump a kiddie pool of bobcats on top of your tent.
Like four or five of them?
Yeah. I'm going to have a bobcat roundup, and we'll dump them all in your tent.
Well, it's also late April. This is when the animals are the horniest, so you got to watch out because they're looking for action. Usually.
So we had our first layout of the camp out.
Bad defense. Usually.
All right, you guys want to take calls?
Sure. Let's go to the phones and see what P1s are doing tonight.
Line them up, people. 787-1310.
And by the way, Rich, you know what I brought to help me sleep?
What's that?
Like during the day especially?
A rubber mallet over your head?
No. A Henry Blake eye cover.
All right.
Wow.
So
damn it,
you guys
that's
need
smart.
To wake
like
me.
The two separate rings on it, too?
No, it's just
like
one. Oh, okay. But if you need to wake me, you wake me like radar. I used to wake Henry and just pull up
put one eye.
That's radar.
So smart.
Okay.
Let's do what?
Let's take time out. And then more of the Woodford Reserve campout coming up next.
We have to take commercials during our campout?
What's that?
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket has a message. It's nothing special, P1.